Welcome, everyone. This is Michelle Savage, Communications VP at XBRL US, and we're here with our ongoing podcast series on interactive data. And joining us today is Lisa Nelson, who is Group Manager of External Reporting at Microsoft Corporation. Microsoft has been very involved in the XBRL movement for some time, providing filings to the SEC in XBRL format using the previous version of the taxonomy. And now they're one of the first companies that have begun using the new taxonomy, which was recently introduced and is now up for public comment at xbrl.us. Lisa is also part of our voluntary filer team, so she has been working with us to provide comments and be involved in the process of creating the taxonomies. And we're here today just to talk a little bit about the new release of the taxonomy, or this collection of financial terms, and, you know, what kinds of changes have been seen. So, Lisa, thanks very much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to jump into the first question is, you know, when you did the review of the new taxonomy, what did you find that was different from the previous one?
It's large. So, you know, the new taxonomy is very comprehensive. It's actually really impressive. It's, you know, super clear that a lot of time and effort's gone into it. It's really thorough. It's detail, it's organized. I mean, it really is just leaps and bounds ahead of the old taxonomy.
That's great. That's great. And what, I mean, you say that it's very large. Is that, I mean, and you say that as a good thing. Were there any concerns about being able to find the elements that you needed? Was it, did you feel like you were, you know, kind of going through a forest of terms?
Yeah, so that was challenging, you know, the volume. When I say that it's large, it's very comprehensive, so, you know, that's definitely a good thing. It was a little challenging to go through and sift through, you know, all the elements to find exactly what I was looking for, but, you know, after doing that a couple of times, by the time I was maybe down to, like, the 10th thing I was looking for, I got a feel for how to navigate through it, and it definitely got easier as I went on.
And how do you think that's going to translate into, like, next quarter when you do your financials next quarter?
Well, so we've already, you know, filed two instance documents using the new taxonomy. So the very first time we did it, you know, it was much more challenging. The second go around, there were definitely a lot of efficiencies that we had gained, and it was much easier.
Oh, good. Good. That's great. From the viewpoint of preparers, what do you think is most important in terms of the taxonomy and the preparer's guide?
I think in terms of the taxonomy, it's really important to dedicate the time to reviewing it, you know, and I don't mean in its entirety, but at least setting aside that time to sit down and really sift through all the items. A couple of things that I found when I was going through it is that the tags that I was looking for weren't necessarily always in the order that I would initially expect, and so it took a little bit of navigating around. And then when I found the item I was looking for, it kind of dawned on me, like, oh, yeah, okay, well, that order does make sense, but it just wasn't the first one that had come to mind. So I think it's really important to set aside that time and be committed to reviewing the taxonomy.
Okay.
I think with the preparer's guide, it's really important to read through it in its entirety. I know at first it seemed a little overwhelming, but it actually went by really, you know, I was able to get through it quickly. And it helps, though, because there are a lot of complicated technical terms that seem overwhelming on the surface, but I think the preparer's guide does a good job of explaining and breaking that down.
That's great.
So, you know, it's easy to get kind of confused maybe when people start talking about calculation link bases and schemas and so forth, but if you do spend that time reading the preparer's guide, it definitely makes it easier and serves as a great reference.
And this is actually the first time that we've even had a preparer's guide, because with the previous taxonomy, I mean, it was, you were a little bit on your own, except for, you know, working with a, you know, with the tool or the software vendor that you may be maybe using. In terms of, you know, I know that, you know, Microsoft is obviously a fairly, you know, complex organization with lots of products and services. In creating extensions, you know, the company-specific terms, did you find that experience was much different with the new taxonomy versus with the old taxonomy?
It was very different. And actually, you know, I went through and did an analysis just to try to figure out how many extensions we had previously used and how many we were using now. And so we actually reduced the number of extensions by almost 50%.
That's great.
You know, know, that just kind of lends back to what I was saying earlier, and that the taxonomy is really comprehensive. And let me just say, of the remaining, you know, we've got, I think, 50 extensions now. 34 of those are related to the MD&A. So, you know, in terms of financial statements and footnotes, I mean, it's really been pared down. So it was a lot easier. We had to create, you know, very few extensions.
That's great. That's great. And in general, how difficult would you say it was to create your financials? And you know, you're obviously doing this in-house. You're not using a, you know, an outside service provider's tool, or are you?
No, we are not. We're not. So we're actually, when I create the instance documents, it's actually in an XML editor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I think, as with anything, the first time you do it, it is pretty difficult, but every time gets easier and easier. And actually, before we even started using the new taxonomy, the last quarter that we had using the old one, I think we were down to about 8 hours to create an instance document of the entire 10Q.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And what do you feel is the, you know, you're actually doing this in-house using an XML editor. What do you think is the, you know, particularly coming from Microsoft, what do you think is the landscape for the types of tools that are available today versus where we'll be, say 5 years down the road?
You know, I would say even in the last 6 months since I've been really intimately involved in XBRL, the landscape has completely changed since last summer and today. So I would expect that even within the next 6 months, it's going to completely change, and then even beyond that. I mean, it seems that the technology providers and service providers are really taking this seriously and are getting up to speed as quickly as they can. And, you know, there's just a whole wealth of knowledge out there and a whole wealth of tools now to support that.
Right. That's great. That's great. And just, you know, one final question. How do you feel your experience has been, you know, working with the, you know, working with the XBRL US project team, and, you know, you've been involved in kind of reviewing the taxonomies. Has that, you know, can you tell us a little bit about that experience, and do you think that other companies should take a look at the taxonomies today, because we're sort of in the public review period now, and, you know, obviously our goal is to get people to come in and look at it, tell us what terms are missing. Is that something that you know, you would recommend to other companies, that you guys have done yourselves? Have you gone in and looked at the taxonomies and recommended terms to be included?
We have. So we've done a pretty thorough review of the taxonomy, and we've provided comments back to the XBRL US project team. And so, you know, kind of our goal in that has been to really, it's self-serving. So at the end of the day, if and when the mandate comes, we're comfortable with that taxonomy, and we know what's included in there, and that we know it's representative of what's going to be included in our financial statements. So it's really helping us develop and refine our processes and work through the learning curve in advance of any sort of mandate.
Great.
Specifically with regards to the voluntary filing program, that's been really, really helpful. It's nice to be able to reach out to some other folks in the financial reporting community and ask them specific questions. And, you know, before I was involved in that voluntary filers program, it seemed like a lot of the knowledge or the contacts that I had kind of resided in the more IT technical space. So there was always this gap, but being part of the voluntary filing program, it's great that I can just pick up the phone and reach out to, you know, 20 people that are in charge of financial reporting for their respective companies, and more often than not, they're facing the same issues that I have, and they've worked through those issues, and so it's been really beneficial.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's really all the questions that we have. Is there anything else that you wanted to add, Lisa?
I think the only thing would be just, you know, everybody keeps focusing on, hey, the first time you do it, there's a lot of, there's a big upfront commitment, and it gets easier and easier. And while I definitely agree with that, I would just encourage people to remain flexible and to be, you know, realize that it is a dynamic process. And, you know, for example, there was a new release of the taxonomy just a couple of weeks ago that takes into account some of the comments that have been provided through this public review period over the last month or so. And, you know, it's great. Yeah, maybe it causes a little bit more work, but investing this time now up front is just going to make things so much easier later down the road. So I would just really encourage people to be flexible and be dynamic with it.
Right. No, I agree. We're in a very changeable environment right now. But the end goal, I think, is a really good one.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Lisa, I want to thank you very much for joining the call today and also for your participation in the voluntary filing program and the public review. And thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Okay. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.